Welcome back to another exciting episode of Japanese Poetry. Crepe myrtle have been in full bloom for a week at least in North Carolina. There are many crepe myrtle trees in the area I live in. Hot pink, pale pink, and white.I'm driving a lot this summer for some reason, and on the way to the destination, I found an area on a sidewalk where over a dozen of crepe myrtles are planted. The color of the flowers are all hot pink, and it looks like there is a big fire or a big celebration in the area.Let's talk about white crepe myrtles a little bit. I own a crepe myrtle tree and the color of flowers are white. I can see the flowers through a window in my bedroom and it makes me happy when I see the flowers when I nap. I found flowersfalling onto the deck floor yesterday, and I realized that the flowers on the ground look slightly pink, although they looked white on the tree itself. That's interesting. By the way, crepe myrtles are called sarusuberi in Japanese language.It means the monkey who tried to climb on slips. Yes, the trunks of crepe myrtles are very smooth so that the monkey would slip if he'd try to climb on. That's a funny name. Today, we will review tanka poems that were related to crepe myrtles.The author for the first poem for today is Makita Sakurako. She lived from the 20th century to the 21st century in Japan. She actually passed away a year ago from today. Let's start from the translation. Crepe myrtles. The flowers were in bloom, but it was wilted down. It was very warm and sunny on the day when Japan lost in World War II. Let's sing the poem as usual. Sarusuberi.色とろえて咲きたり戦破れし日の炎天に World War II officially ended in August or September 1945.The reason I said August or September is because there are two different pieces of information available. Anyway, August is special for Japanese people because Japan lost World War II. In Japan, as a kid, I used to be taught at the schools the hardship for nationals during the war.And after the war, and the loss of many young adults' lives, in addition to the two launches of atomic bombs. The crepe myrtles should have been in full bloom in Japan during those times. I don't necessarily want to cause any fuss here, but here is my thought. Like other wars among nations,Countries rather emphasize the pains given by opponents and minimize what they had done against opponents. Let's go back to the poem. The crab myrtles here are associated with the emotional pain of the loss in World War II. The flowers were in bloom but wilted down, maybe because it was near the end of the season. During World War II, the head of the army was announcing how well Japan was doing against the opponents. Therefore, the majority of Japanese people, including soldiers, it was an unexpected shock that Japan lost. Let's move on to the second poem for today. The author of the second poem is Koizumi Chikashi. He lived from the 19th century to the 20th century in Japan. Let's start from the translation. There is sun shining already on crab myrtles. I have been walking and sweating and wiping the sweat on my face with a towel soon after I left the door in my house this morning. Let's sing the poem as usual. サルスベリーに日は早てれり朝どう出て汗ばむ顔を拭きつつゆくも I like this poem very much because there is no strong message like the first poem for today. It looks like he is chattering to someone casually. The crab myrtles were beautiful this morning. The sun was shining onto the crab myrtles already soon after I left the door at my house this morning. We don't necessarily need a big theme or a serious meaning in the poems, especially tanka poems, which has only 17 syllables inside. I'm not sure which color of the crab myrtles would fit the best in this poem, honestly speaking. So each of us can choose which one is better. I do yard work sometimes in the morning from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning this summer. By working early in the morning, I try to take advantage of lower temperatures in the air. However, as early as 9 a.m., the temperature sometimes goes into upper 80s Fahrenheit, and I cool down by flushing water from the water hose onto my head. Unfortunately, the author cannot flush the water onto his head because he is walking and going somewhere else. I wish he had a glass of ice water with him. Let's conclude this show by singing the poems for today. サルスベリー色を衰えて咲きたり戦破れし日の炎天に猿滑りに日は早てれり朝どう出て 汗ばむ顔拭きつつゆくも。This is Emmy. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.